Today's Maseches Beitza Daf Chaf Gimel. Last Mishnah of our Perek, we learn a halacha about a child's wagon, or what we call a stroller or a pram nowadays. That is the status, halachic status of a kli, a vessel, which has implications for Hilchos Tumah, the laws of purity and impurity, but also in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos. Since it is a kli, since it's a vessel, it may be handled on Shabbos, and to drag it on Shabbos would only be permitted on a smooth surface such as stone. Otherwise, we're entering Choresh, we're entering the violation, potential violation of the Malacha of plowing, one of the 39 prohibited Malachos on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says this is a big concern that forces all vessels to be prohibited from being dragged, except for the wagon, because the wheels do not dig. Instead of digging, they are kovesha, says Rabbi Yehuda. It means they press down the earth. There's no actual kicking up of the dirt. The question of a stroller needs to be considered in light of this. We learn in the Gemara, after the Mishnah, Machlokas, we've come across in our journey through Seder Moed a few times between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Machlokas, it's known as the Machlokas of Dabar Shen Miskaven. Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon talking about dragging a bench on a road of dirt. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dabar Shen Miskaven is Asr. Something that you do, a malacha that ends up happening, you didn't intend for it to happen. You wanted the bench to go from one place in the garden to the other place in the garden. You didn't intend to create a groove in the ground. It's not mitkaven, you didn't intend for it. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's still prohibited to do so on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds that it is mutter to do so. Dabar Shen Miskaven is mutter. All of this holds true, but our Mishnah shows that even Rabbi Yehuda would permit one to push a stroller on Shabbos. Not because Dabar Shen Miskaven is going to be permitted, but because there's not even a malacha that's taking place here. As Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Aval Eino Zaz Afar Mimkoma. You're not moving any dirt from its place. The question now, but this is, you're pushing the stroller along in a straight line, but you need to make a turn. Presumably that turning action does actually indeed dig up the dirt. So that's going to be a reversal psak that we found in the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, 28th Perek, which collects the psakim, Tiske Halacha Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on Hilchos Shabbos. And in the first edition that was printed, it's printed that turning the stroller on dirt. If you want to push a stroller, you got to push it straight. You can't have movement of the stroller turning, because it's going to kick up dirt. That's quoted as problematic. But when the Madura Chadasha came out, the second volume, it's brought by from B'Shem or Shlomo Zalman Orbach that turning the stroller is going to be permissible. It comes from Avadi Yosef in a Tshuva, Chavadat, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Nun Bet, and concludes, no issue with strollers on Shabbos. Even if we say turning is an act of plowing, the Gemara is saying that it's shelo kederach, it's not the usual way of plowing the ground, and therefore it's only going to be prohibited on a rabbinic level. So we have a principle, a psik ratio, when a particular action is automatically, definitely going to bring about a malacha taking place, but it's lo nich, it's the lo nichale, which means that you don't want it to happen, you don't care for it to happen, and it's on rabbinic prohibition. So with all of this, Rav Avadia says the stroller is permitted for use. These principles are crucial to experiencing Shabbos and Yom Tov as halachot. Halacha enables us to enjoy these days while elevating ourselves through the sanctity, the Kedushat Hayom.